his dick.
Last night on Nick at Night, they put the Partridge Family on. We had a bet earlier. I bet that David Cassidy himself sat at his home and watched all four. Brian says he watched two. Chuck says he watched none. Nicole took one. Arlo took three. We need to call him again. We got his answering machine earlier. We're going to buzz him up.
What was the bet for five? Everybody put their five out. That's right. It was for $5.
Everybody's getting out their cash.
They got your green.
Down the number now. We called him earlier. He still might not be up.
We'll give it a shot.
He lives here in town. What's his address, Nicole?
I don't know.
Drop by. Oh, by the way, Neil, we have to actually focus on this now because we have Andrew Gold coming in at 9, so we got to focus on this hour. We're giving away lunch with David Cassidy, but it has to be today at noon.
This is the Mark and Brian program. Brian speaking. How are you? Listen, we have a bet going on. You're coming in tomorrow, and Parker's family started last night, and we have a bet going. Can we put your voice on air? Thanks, man.
Hi, David.
Hi, guys.
All right, first of all, looking forward to your visit tomorrow, Dave.
And me to you.
All right, now, last night, it started.
Yeah.
Four Partridge Families on Nick at Night.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
Now, we all made a bet.
Yeah.
All of us have chosen an answer. So if you would please now, be honest.
Yeah, you have to be very honest.
I'm going to be perfectly honest.
Whichever answer you give, somebody in the room will win, regardless of what your answer is.
Oh. Okay.
All right. There were four episodes of Partridge Family on last night, Nick at Night. Uh-huh. We made a bet on how many you watched, if any. One of us said none. One of us said one. One of us said two. One of us said three. One of us said four.
Right.
Now, you knowing that they were on, you probably haven't seen one in a while. You might be interested in the way they were presented there on Nick at Night. Tell us now.
Very interested.
Tell us now for $5.
Hang on. I was very interested.
Foreshadowing, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. How many did you, in fact, watch?
None.
Yeah! Oh, Chuck wins, you bastard.
See, David, I knew you were...
Now, here's the deal.
This term you keep using, very interested. I do not think it means what you think it means.
I have to tell you the honest-to-God truth. The reason I didn't watch any of them is because I was en route to fabulous Los Angeles from New York.
Damn good in Jeopardy, you know.
That's what I figured.
It does count. It still counts.
I figured a popular and sophisticated showbiz kind of guy like David wouldn't have been watching.
Let us prove you how wrong you are. David, had you been sitting at home in front of the television, would you have watched The Partridge Family?
I certainly would have. In fact,
how many would you have watched? Two?
I watched. Now, I have to be totally honest about this.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen an episode of The Partridge Family in maybe 15 years.
Really?
Yeah. And about a week ago, before I went out on this promotion tour with Nick, I watched an episode so I could figure out what people would be talking to me about.
Yeah.
So I could answer them correctly and remember the character's name.
Or they could just call us because we know.
And, you know, so that you know, David, it still does work. My six-year-old was riveted to the television for all four.
Well, hold on. My son would like to say hello and tell you how much he enjoyed it, and he's 2.5.
What's your son's name?
Yeah, did you hear it?
Yeah, we heard it.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Did you like it? His name is Bo.
Okay.
And Bo, I'm in the middle of feeding him breakfast right now. And Bo, actually, the first thing he came in and saw me this morning, he said, "Watch Daddy on TV."
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's make a bet how many he's going to watch tonight.
Well, fortunately, we have him on tape. I don't think he'll be up till 10.
All right, now, Dave, you are going to come in tomorrow, and you're going to sing I Think I Love You.
I believe we're going to be doing that selection, as well as a few other old and golden tunes.
When does this tour start?
Well, about a week ago, I took this thing off in Chicago because they reconstructed the bus. And, bus.
Is all of this hard for you to say, Dave?
when it's being repeated? I think, honestly, I really am happy about it because I've... in the last couple of years, I've had a lot of people winding me up about it. And as you know, like 3 years ago when I came on your show, I probably was... I mean, I was thinking seriously, I would never sing that song again.
Right, right.
And thanks to you guys, I not only did it, but I really like singing the song now. I mean, I really like the whole spin on it now.
Could be a therapeutic thing. Now,
for me, it's really... because I have my son's singing now.
Good voice.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tough thing, you know, having a conversation with you guys on the radio when he's singing right next to me. But honestly.
Well, yeah, let's hear him sing.
Yeah, he said, I'm going to see Nicole.
Oh.
Would you sing, I'm going to see Nicole again? Because I'm going in tomorrow to see Nicole on Martin Bryan Show. Would you like to see Daddy on the Martin Bryan Show? Would you like to come down and watch Daddy sing? Yeah? Yeah.
Will you bring him down?
I may do that.
That would be great.
I mean, God knows he'll be up early enough.
Love to have him in here.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll bring him along.
Who's on tour with you in this show?
Well, Danny is in Chicago, so he was there. And then I went to Detroit and Cleveland. And he joined me yesterday in New York. Mm-hmm. Flew him in because he introduced me at Times Square, mm-hmm. where we played to a few thousand of my closest friends.
Oh, good.
In Times Square, which was really fun. And there's just such excitement about it now that there's a part of me that feels almost like it's kind of a dream. Mm-hmm. It's not really happening. Mm-hmm. You know, 23 years later, did I honestly think I'd be in Times Square doing I Woke Up in Love This Morning? You know.
Well, just so you know.
Is this a good dream or?
We dreamed about you doing it.
We sure did, big fella.
We knew you'd do it.
Yeah. Well, I know you did.
Any chance?
You prodded me into doing it.
Yeah, at the Christmas show, while Dana Delaney rubbed your crotch.
You remember that?
What do I remember?
Stuck her hand from the back up to the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the highest moments of my life.
Listen, also tomorrow, does the band know Lying to Myself?
I don't think it does, no.
No, it doesn't?
We actually had one day to rehearse before we went and did this. I did the Today Show yesterday with Katie Couric.
Uh-huh.
And she's a gigantic fan. I was blown away. She walked in. I mean, she's a very credible. You want to say hi? Yeah. Say hi.
That's it.
Hi, Bo. Hands up. He's looking at the phone going, hi, should I. Anyway, Katie walked in and said, before she said hello, she walked in, did the whole entire I Think I Love You, did I Woke Up in Love This Morning, did I'll Meet You Halfway, and wouldn't stop.
Wow, man. That's
so
cool.
I looked at her and I thought, how are you ever going to regain your credibility interviewing President Clinton again? after you've been on celluloid.
You know what? Bet he knows the words to him, too.
Yeah. Going to see Nicole.
So, all right, David,
yep.
We're going to be giving away this hour. We're going to give away lunch with you at noon today.
You're giving away lunch with me?
Did you know about this?
You mean someone's getting a free lunch?
Someone and a friend with you.
Yes, in fact, I did know about that.
Uh-huh. Okay, good.
And where's it going to be?
Where we're lunching, but I do know that.
This is the St. James Club, David.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Along with 600 clients, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, LA kind of like a promotional stop, so it's not really like being home for me.
Right.
I get to feed my kid dinner and then breakfast.
And then blow out again.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm doing Arsenio tonight also.
Oh, good luck with that.
But tune in if you will.
Looking forward to having you in tomorrow.
I can't wait to be in and see you guys.
All right, well, looking forward to seeing you.
Okay.
And bring the band in, do some tunes.
I will bring the band and play live for the first time in my life. I'm going to play live on the radio.
All right. So, well, bring the band and bring the bow.
I'll bring the bowmeister.
That'd be great.
Okay, you guys, so watch the Partridge Family and tell me about what I did and how I'm done.
What do you need to know, man?
Did Danny sell my pickle this time?
No, we are still waiting for the stage where you're wearing chokers.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see. If we go five weeks, you want to do what? Yeah. Oh, he wants me to feed him.
Okay.
The choker thing would probably be another couple of months because I think that was the second year.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to that.
Okay, me too.
All right, we'll call you back, let you know who you're lunching with today, Dave. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye. See you soon.
All right.
Hello, world. Here's a song that you're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
Never have, never will.
My God.
14 minutes after 9, the Mark and Bryan program. Welcome, everybody.
We got David Cassidy, who was fresh from the Arsenio Hall program of last night. How'd that go, by the way?
Fresh.
And anyway,
oh, something wrong?
No, no.
Okay. We were asking ourselves because we didn't know, but did you have like a TV interview or something this morning?
No. You should hear what happened to us this morning.
So I'm supposed to be on this other TV morning news show. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're with you. And the car comes to pick me up at 6:30. I've been up since 5.
Mm-hmm.
I finished the show. We got packed because I'm leaving for 5 months to do this little Broadway show thing.
Mm-hmm.
And comes the door, and he says to me, where are we going? I said, what do you mean, where are we going? I don't know where we're going. You're supposed to pick me up, man. I don't have any directions. So I go back in the house, and I call 3 people. Of course, it's 6:30 in the morning. Nobody's there. And I get a hold of my manager, the lovely Melanie. She says, hold on, let me go back to the thing that they gave me.
I don't have the directions?
And she says, here it is. It's 5800 Sunset Boulevard. I said, okay. It's, you know, the station you've done. I said, okay, we drive down there. We go to 5800 Sunset. It's KTLA.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that morning show. Those are great people.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
So I drive in the gate. The guy says, oh, hi, David Cass. Nice to see you. Go on in. I get to the front door of the thing, and the executive producer is standing there. He says, David, it's great to see you this morning. Come on in. I walk in this thing. He says, look, I don't want to shake you or anything, but you're on the wrong show. I said, what do you mean? And I'm in the studio already. I walk in. He said, just go on in and sit down, and you can tell them.
Now, were you on the air at this point?
I'm in 5 seconds from the time he said, I don't want to shake you, but you're on the wrong show. You're on the wrong network. I don't even know where I'm supposed to be. And they opened their arms and said, come on and sit down and hang with us. We heard you're on that other clunk show. And
the other morning show on TV?
The other TV morning show.
You just went to the wrong building.
I went to the wrong network.
Right. Fox.
Can we say Fox? Yeah, I was supposed to be on Fox, and I ended up on KTLA. So they were nice enough. They let me do the weather. They said to send their regards to you. Those guys are great friends of ours.
That is hilarious.
So it was. I said, look, I'm embarrassed. I'm supposed to be there at 7:30. I've been on this show for a half an hour. I go over to Fox. I walk in there, and they're really upset. I said, look, all I can tell you is on my itinerary, it doesn't have an address. It gives me the wrong day. It doesn't even say the right show. It says Good Morning L.A. There is no Good Morning L.A. There is no such thing.
Oh, Dave.
So I don't know who I'm asking for. I feel like I'm, brain dead. So these are the producers of the Fox show are now very upset at me. I said, look, not my fault. I didn't know where I was supposed to go. They just point me in the direction. Da-da-bum. And here I am.
Yeah, I know.
Nice morning, you.
So anyway, they wouldn't let me have. They wouldn't let me on the show. They decided, no, we're not letting you on the show. I said, okay, no problem. I go back in the car.
Oh,
I get a call in the car. It's the producer of KTLA, and they say, come back over. We'd love to have you on.
Oh my God.
So I go driving back over. I go back on the KTLA. I stay another half an hour. And
that is so silly.
It is silly.
We've talked about this before, but how cool it would have been a Fox to go to laugh at this. See, come on in. Thanks for
that's exactly
great story to tell.
That would have been so funny. And
yes.
And some
they didn't get the
uptight Fox producer. Right? Now see, they're doing it wrong, you guys.
You got to get it.
Yeah, fine TV morning show. This new Fox thing is fine, but you just got to loosen up and not take things so damn seriously.
I still like David getting in the limousine. The guy says, where we're going.
Where are we going?
I don't have the directions. Well, David, you're a little stressed, and we know what you need. You need a big helping plate of our world-famous goulash.
I think I do. Do I need some phones for this little experience?
Yeah, the goulash, that would have helped you.
You know, it's really good to see you guys again.
Good to see you, too.
I apologize if I sounded like a complete airhead yesterday. I was in the middle, literally, of feeding my son breakfast,
I got to say, out of all the times we talk, that's when I enjoy you the most, is when you're with your son. About a year and a half ago, we called. You were out with a bathrobe, rolling down a hill with him, and you had a cordless phone, and you're talking and playing, and it's just so great, so sweet.
Well, thank you. It's nice to know that you still love me, even though I'm stupid.
Hey, man, we're stupid, too.
I don't have directions.
Right now, you should know that as David standing here, we have a full band. There's one, two, three guitars.
Introduce yourselves, gentlemen.
Matt Gurman.
Fantastic.
Oh, here I am.
Hi, Matt. Lead guitar extraordinaire, Matt Gurman.
Billy Haynes.
On bass.
Let's check that.
Hold on. Let's
hear this mic again.
Let's try the Billy Haynes mic.
Let me try again.
Matt Gurman.
And let's hear your guitar for a second.
The Gurmanator.
Is that going to be loud enough?
Are we happening? No. There's nothing happening here.
We'll do the levels when they start.
When we start. We'll get a sound check after you do 2 or 3 songs.
That's what the big rockers do.
I'll try it again. All right, you're
Mike. I'm Billy Haynes.
But
that's still not working.
Okay, hold on. We're going to get this.
Hello.
I think you need to get a mic over here.
over down.
Are you going to be singing?
Hello.
Oh, wow. He's got to bend over between his knees to sing.
By the way, while we're doing this, Matt has a big article and a fantastic review of some of his stuff in Guitar Player magazine. This month?
This month, yeah.
I should know whether it's a weekly or monthly, I know, but I'm not up on Guitar Player magazine.
Congratulations.
You kind of downed yourself this morning, David.
Yeah.
No directions, didn't know where to go.
Directions.
I think with that theme in mind, I just taught these guys something. Honest to God, as we're out in the hall, mm-hmm. I've been here 10 minutes, attest to this. I've been out there, and I said, you know, I got to teach you guys a song. Yesterday, the lovely Susan Berman, who was our contest winner, who won lunch, is behind us. There she is.
Oh, that's the lunch winner.
That's Susan.
Hello, congratulations.
She really wanted that.
Well, all I can tell you is that she was a delightful guest and asked if she could come down here and said, what songs are you going to play? I said, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I only know a few.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, my favorite song is... And I said, okay. The thing is, we don't know it. Maybe I can do it. So I just tried to teach this song to these guys, and I think before, we shouldn't end on this note, because it's going to be really awful.
But we open with it.
Yeah, let's make
it. I'm
going to
open with something that I really enjoy. You're looking at me going, no, don't do it. Don't do it, man. Don't do it.
We have to continue checking this. Let's hear the keyboard.
Okay, let's make sure that everybody's happening. And do you need this?
Right behind
Mark Levang.
Okay.
Unless you're
using Mark. I'm on the keyboard a little bit.
Nothing.
Okay.
That's the sound.
Oh, wait a minute. What am I doing?
There it is.
No, I was going to put you
on. No, in fact.
It's in one channel.
In the right channel.
It's a circus.
See, you got to understand again, this is, there you go, that's good. And that is a drum.
That's fine.
Lynn Coulter.
Go.
Lynn Coulter plays
again.
Drums.
Billy Haynes.
That one could be a
Billy Haynes on bass.
Bass. There you go.
Yeah.
And hit you.
I think it's a state law. If your name is Billy Haynes, you have to play bass. Billy Haynes on bass.
That's okay.
That's about as good as it's going to get, boys.
What's your name? Billy Haynes.
Well, I used to write with a guy named Mark Johnson.
Uh-huh.
I introduced you as him.
Well, he is him.
Yeah, never mind. It's a long story.
Him is me.
Him is you.
All right, now this is to Susan. You took her to lunch yesterday?
Yes, I did. And Susan, this is your favorite Partridge Family song? I'm going to try and do this one. Now, keep in mind, we've had no rehearsal. I just taught it to 5 minutes ago. We did one run through. This is really going to be awful, but this is the right way to start.
It was perfect. Billy, you don't have to play if you don't.
When you're walking downtown, feeling mighty good, and I noticed from the corner how all alone she stood. Underneath the lamplight, an angel in disguise, only a little runaway, teardrops in her eyes.
Not too jazzy now, boys.
Crazy little ragdoll, her hair was wild and tossed, and I put my arm around her, cause I knew that she was lost. She didn't seem to notice that anyone was near, till suddenly she turned to me, she whispered in my ear,
2, 3, 4,
point me in the direction of Albuquerque. Albuquerque. Won't you help me get home? Point me in the direction of Albuquerque. I've got to go home. Help me get home. Walked up to the station, kissed away the tears, knowing I remember through all the coming years. Ragdoll on that greyhound, away with all her might, she wept against the window as that bus rolled out of sight.
2, 3, 4,
point me in the direction of Albuquerque. I got to go home. Help me get home.
frame of mind for me. In the direction of Albuquerque, I need to go home. Won't you help me get home?
Here we go. Retired. Oh, yeah.
I lost my phone through the whole song, so was that any good?
There goes Susan.
Where is the phone?
There we go, Susan. She was singing, just bouncing on that chair. Nice chair dancing.
What's kind of fun, too, is though that they just learned it. They're all looking at each other like, okay, what's next?
Exciting.
Exciting. That's nice. Liked it.
A, B, let her see.
It sounded good, man.
Well, thanks, man. You know, I think I could use...
different headphones?
Well, they fell off, and, you know, you can't really hear yourself. Oh, okay. Let me try these. So, for those people who... I haven't played that song in a couple of years, and... I sure do like that tune.
That's a nice one.
Yeah.
Sounded good. Now, David, you know, you were with us, what, 2-3 years ago?
3 years ago.
And you really...
Hated you.
You did not. You did not want to...
I love you guys. You liked us.
But you did not like dealing with the music of the Partridge
Family. And the past.
Yeah. And
you know why? Mm-hmm. I mean, we spoke about it very candidly during that whole experience, and you and I have talked... All of us have talked privately about it. It was because at the time, the perception was that I was still aligned with that character I played and that music I played. I did not have my own musical present identity in 1990, and it was really difficult for me. That I have to say, because of my coming on the show and getting out, and I ended up with a record deal, and I had hits, and it's been... it's been an extraordinary few years, all started in the embryonic stage of being here, singing and playing and hanging with you guys and talking about it and being able to sort of reveal not my bitterness about it, but really my sense of frustration not being able to have people see David as David.
Mm-hmm. And you did, you put an album out, you got the record deal, which is great, and you put an album out, sounded great, and unfortunately...
the record company went belly up.
The record company...
Yeah, died.
But it's a good record, you know, lying to myself, listened to it last night, it's still a good record.
Thank you.
You were to be proud of it.
Well, I am proud of it. Listen, the stuff that I wrote on that album, I think, you know, I think it revealed a whole lot of my sense of humor about... being this guy and having gone through, which is why we took a little bite of I Think I Love You, and I put it in the middle of High Heel Sneakers. And I wanted people to know that I was really okay with it. Now, of course, I've been out, I've done 150 concerts and had records and albums, and I'm back. I'm currently heading back to Broadway for the third time in my career.
What show are you doing?
I'm doing a show called Blood Brothers, opening August 9th. Fantastic show. Was nominated for 3 or 4 Tonys, including Best Musical.
Right.
Like a lot like Les Mis in the tone of it. It's a very powerful piece, a real acting piece.
Let us ask this, because this is inevitable.
Mm.
You, 20 years ago, you did the Partridge Family as Keith Partridge.
Well.
And you were...
That was the character I played, Mark. Let's be honest.
Of course, as Keith Partridge.
I was not.
Now, we were looking...
I'm not Keith. Didn't Spock do that? Didn't Spock do that?
But see, this brings up the point.
Yes.
We're looking at these teen magazines, and as... a teen idol, you were the very hugest of the huge. I mean, you could not, you told us last time, you could not leave your room. You had to sit in hotels. You couldn't even go out in the hallway.
He was a lonely, lonely guy.
And you did not like that. You did not like your life being taken from you.
No, because of the madness, the hysteria, and the, you know, we forget it was a much more innocent time and a much more naive time, which is why I think there's a whole huge fascination with the show and, you know, with what's going on with Nick at Night and
see, that's the key.
Coming back on the air.
And that they're about to do it again.
Yeah.
And you are going to be to a whole new generation of kids. You're going to, this is may in a smaller piece, happen again. Are you ready for it?
No, I don't think it can happen.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, well, you know, here's the thing. Not that the kids, you know, the target audience for the records that we made, and we sold, you know, over 20 million records. It was a tremendously successful show. The merchandising was huge. I don't think they're going to re-merchandise the stuff, although the records have recently been reissued as CDs. Mm-hmm. The first two albums, Partridge Family albums, are out, and there's a Greatest Hits album out on CD, which is great. People are going to see the show. There are people that are 20 years old or under that have never seen it. And for those people, I'm proud of my work on it as an actor. I no longer have to suffer people thinking I'm that guy. Mm-hmm. I'm not him. Because I think I've done enough of this stuff.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought you were.
I have a fascinating shameless plug to
please
you. I've been, for the last 9 months, writing this book about me being that guy.
Ooh.
Going through that.
Ooh.
About the experience of having your own identity being taken away from you. And people walking up to you and going gaga because they think you're this other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling somehow unworthy of all of the
isolation. How scary that is.
It is, man. I have to tell you, also being the object of people's projection.
Mm.
People's sexual projection.
Mm.
People's emotional fantasy projection. Which is that you are married to them, that you really have a relationship with them, or that you are the sexual gymnast that they've read about.
Well, you know, these
all of that was true, of course.
These girls, young teenagers who a while back fell for you, then now they're adults, and they're still, some of them are still in that mode.
Yeah. You know, there's a line in the
That's
movie.
Scary.
There's
it
a
is.
Line in the movie, My Favorite Year, where Peter O'Toole looks at his assistant. They're talking about women are all over him, and he says, women are constantly after my affection, but you got to keep one thing in mind. No matter what I ever do, I can never meet their expectations.
Ever. I can tell you that my own dilemma within myself was that even though it was fulfilling a certain fantasy on their level, on one level, it was also, for me, knowing that ultimately I could never live up to it. You can never, no matter how great you are as a human being or as a person. And I was a guy who, I was pretty wild, I was pretty reckless. I was certainly far from being perfect, and I was going through a troubled... and I keep shattering before I don't have stick with me.
Okay.
By the end of this session, obviously, I'll have you on your knees begging for me to leave.
No. Please, David, don't ruin it for me.
I've ruined it for you, haven't I, Brian? Come on.
But you definitely understand the trials and tribulations of going through something.
Oh, I do. Yeah. Probably better than anyone.
So 1990 then, say that's when it kind of started.
Changing.
You started changing. You started doing stuff on your own.
Yeah.
People's ideas and perceptions of you change, and suddenly, oh,
well,
it's David Cassidy, not Keith Partridge.
Right.
And now you can do this and find and appreciate what that was.
Exactly.
Okay.
Precisely. Which is why I really want people to get an insight, my own take on it. I had a great time doing that show.
Mm-hmm.
The more I could be an airhead on that show, the funnier it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because Susan's character was very conscientious. She was really very serious. The lighter I was, the heavier she was, the more conflict you have, the better comedy you play.
Mm-hmm.
Danny and I had our own sense of, you know, him taking advantage of me. And me getting really pissed off.
Beating the hell out of him.
Yeah, you know, stealing my pickle.
Yeah.
Selling my hair. And
stealing my pickle, selling my hair.
Well, Keith was more concerned about his hairdo than I think anybody else. And
as he should have been.
I liked playing that. It was funny.
Good.
I saw my son, my 2.5-year-old son, was watching the Christmas episode this morning. He's nuts for the show, of course. He's seen it, like, in the last week. 50 times.
Yeah, my son's seen 8 episodes already.
There you go. Okay. I'm really happy that, incidentally, that they're going to get to see it, because I think it's a very positive show. I think it shows, it presents people in conflict with each other, but there's a glue there. And I really liked the episode I'm talking about. It was the Christmas show. Dean Jagger was an Academy Award-winning actor. Was in it. Susan Harris, who is one of the most successful creators of television show, with Thomas Harris.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the plot of this? Do you remember the Christmas?
Well, it's a long story. We don't need to go into it, but I just remember being the ultimate airhead in this. I played a character named Sheriff Swell. I walked around going, I think I'll lick my lolly later.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
Remember that?
Now I remember the lolly.
How dumb. You know, like there'd be a guy sweeping the streets. I'd walk up.
He swept the streets from dawn till daybreak.
You know, people looked at him like, shut this idiot up.
All right, listen, we got to take a break.
Yeah.
We're going to come back and we're going to delve into that Partridge Family thing and get back more into some of these tunes and
you guys watch your stuff.
And take some calls, too. Oh, yeah, let's do. Let's talk to them, folks.
Stand by, David Cassidy, shortly on the Mark and Brian program. Come on back with us.
Hey, man. Anybody call for me?
Hey.
Any calls for me? Not yet?
Nothing.
It was really weird, too. We're sitting here. We're talking. We're hanging out. Commercial ends, and they were sitting over here, and the music to that begins, and David's head whips around real quickly like he knew he'd heard that before, and then you saw his right eye begin to twitch. He's got to jerk around a little bit. No, man. Tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
You got your stuff lined up. Everybody's at their place. Let's do an oldie but a goodie from that Partridge Family thing.
Okay.
That needs to be louder, it seems.
It does? It will
be.
So, I woke up.
Yeah, let's do that.
Sounds like a plan.
I woke up at 5:30 this morning.
And he's still bitching about it.
And I'm not sure I can remember this. I did this the other day. I got to tell you, I did this song the other day at Times Square. In front of thousands of people on the Sony big cam thing, you know, that thing that happens in Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
It was unbelievable. It was 100 degrees in Manhattan on Monday. And the audience was so into the Partridge Family bus was there. You know, they were launching, and Monday was the first night at Nick at Night. And I got out there, and I did a couple songs, and I went into this next selection. And my mind just went to Cleveland. I went, how's you got them?
Made it nice.
I can't remember the lyrics to this.
Is everybody
on? One, a two, a one, two, three.
Two toots of her. He's yelled bridge at both of them.
I gave him the first one. Retard.
Retard. I'm addressing myself.
What is that?
Bridge retard.
Hey, why are you sitting there?
Yeah.
Come on, get happy.
Come on, get happy. No. Should we do? I'll tell you what. Tell you what. Let's get everybody in the studio into this thing.
You
I need, you know, y'all. Yeah, we're going to have to do something a little special that's going to reach into your hearts and minds.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't care what you're doing at home, folks. if you're making tea, having that toast and bagel, I want you to get your greasy hands and put them together with us. I want you to say two words with us now. Come on. Those are the two words.
There was a scream.
Come on. Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Best seat in the house. It's a good show. I've enjoyed the program.
Yeah. Well, a little something special for all these people waking up, taking showers, going, huh? I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty happy.
Hey, listen, David, you know
come on. Let's get happy.
You know it. You know what we need, David.
Yes.
You know what we want.
What do we want?
We've asked you to sing it every time you come.
Oh,
we need
that thing.
David,
that one.
We don't want you to peek it out because there's so many here.
Hold on for a second. Can we, before we do this song, no, we gotta wait. Aren't we gonna take some calls? No.
Yeah, I tell you what, we'll give you one call for another song.
Might as well face it, you're addicted to, I think. What about some phone calls? I see this thing
all right,
lit
all right,
up here.
Fine. Go ahead and run the show, Dave.
Yeah, come on.
It's whatever you want. Whatever makes you happy now that you're back on television. He's kind of cocky. You picking up on
that? Did you know that, in fact, I am back on television? Mm-hmm. It's good to be back on television again, doing the old show. But I also have a new project that I'm working on.
Which is?
With Maverick Television, which is Madonna's company.
Uh-huh.
For the fall of next year. I'll be back after I do Blood Brothers in New York in January, doing this half-hour sitcom where I get to play a great duality. I get to play two different characters, diametrically opposed characters, I might add, one being a kind of very machismo sort of sports writing kind of dude. Yeah, likes to go to Knick games and stuff.
Cool.
And the other guy is, the other character is far different. But I'll leave that up to your imaginations and to those folks at Maverick.
Sounds like fun. You're busy, man. You got
very
stuff
busy
to pick from.
Yeah, I got a lot of good stuff up. And the book's out in the spring. So, yeah, it's going to be a busy year for me.
Let's do, just take Michelle on four.
Michelle on four.
Uh-huh.
Michelle on four?
Yep, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm feeling pretty good. How about you?
I'm just terrific. I have to tell you, I talked to you when you were doing the show back in December.
You did?
I did.
When I sat in for the
when you sat
infamous
in, right.
Mark and Brian.
Right. And nobody believed me.
Yeah.
So I'm taping this show.
Oh, you are?
I am absolutely.
Are you feeling happy?
I'm feeling very happy.
We're damn happy.
Come
I've
on.
Been watching. I saw you last night.
Uh-huh.
And you were wonderful.
Thank you.
But I want to tell you, I tried calling your management company after I talked to you in December.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to let them know or get a message to you to tell you you are the most gracious celebrity.
Oh, thank you very
that
much.
That I have ever had any contact with.
That's very sweet of you to say that.
Well, you were just so nice.
Thanks a lot.
And talented. And I have to tell you, there have been two times in my life where I've had a really hard time. One of them was when I was at the end of my pregnancy.
Oh.
And I was working in an office building in Encino, the Safra Bank building.
Yeah.
And one day I was going down to the pharmacy, and the elevator doors opened, and there you were standing there.
Mm-hmm. And what happened?
And, well, I almost fainted, but aside from that, I was so excited, I ran up to my office and I screamed, I just saw David Cassidy, and I was just hysterical.
And did they say, who?
No.
Oh, that's nice.
About four or five years ago. And they didn't believe me again.
So they're not going to believe you, Michelle.
Well, golly.
And I just want to say thank you for calling me and saying that to me. It's nice to hear that. And I'm glad I was able to bring some light into your life and lift you up. I hope that some of this music this morning will do that. And tune in and watch Nick at Night. And if you get
absolutely
a chance to
find them. I'm taping them all because my 3.5-year-old son has obviously never seen them.
Okay, Michelle, we need to run, okay?
God,
I just want to know, are you performing anywhere near Ventura County anytime soon?
No. Broadway is a long way from Ventura County, but if you get to New York, come and see me in Ventura.
Hey, Michelle?
Michelle.
I love you guys. I love you guys, too.
Michelle, you want some chicken and dumplings?
Pardon me?
Take it with you. That's yours, Michelle. All right, somebody else wants to talk to you, too. They called on a special phone.
Yes?
Dave?
Yes, Beth. Who is this, Beth?
How are you, Beth?
Is this, fabulous?
The most fabulous man in all of show business.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Fabulous himself. Let's put our hands together for David Jolliffe.
All right, Dave.
How are you, Pat and Nicole?
You know, you groovy, groovy guy.
Hey, David.
Yes, Beth.
How does Chuck's hair look?
Come on now. Let's not go into this. Let's not go into this.
There is something there now. Part of it's growing back.
Is it growing back?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been like a David Cassidy media blitz all day. Huh?
It has, hasn't it?
I watched that thing this morning on KTLA. It was hysterical.
It was pretty funny.
Are they supposed to be on the show or not?
I don't have the directions.
So you actually go over there to Fox and they say...
No, I didn't. After I left KTLA, I went over to Fox and
they said, sorry, Beth.
Yeah, sorry. Well, we don't really have room
for you. You've been with the competition. We don't like you now.
Uh-huh. Isn't that weird? Like you're a bad guy. Suddenly, you know, you're dark. Your name is Darkness.
Well, you are wearing black.
Only you, Ben.
Only you.
So you will be performing Pussy Whip later, I suppose?
All of David Jolliffe's greatest hits and the Generators.
All of David Jolliffe's hits.
Yeah, hit.
Dave, we need to run if we can. We got to get a commercial break
but
in.
But, Babe, you are the most fabulous man in show business.
Thank you.
And you have the most lovely wife. Please give Emmy my best, and I'll see you when I get back from Nine Eye.
Okay, Beth.
And if you come, come and see me in the show.
Almost definitely.
Okay.
More macaroni?
Adios.
Please.
We're having a little one-on-one here. It's Bob Costas.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We got three more we need you to do before you can get out of here.
Three more?
Three.
Okay, three more calls.
No.
Tunes. Songs? Well, we'll see how this.
What time do you have to leave?
10 minutes.
All right, well
9 minutes.
We can get two in.
Okay, I'm flying, Beth.
Hey, you're the most generous celebrity and gracious.
Come on!
Oh, yes, keeping up his reputation as being the most generous celebrity in show business.
We'll be back with David Cassidy after this. Five till ten. David has another 5 minutes till he heads to New York.
Yeah, so
back
I figured,
to New York.
I figured what I would do back to New York. I'm going to actually Washington today, and I'm going to all over the Eastern Seaboard, including down to Orlando, Atlanta, Boston, Philly. It's going to be a fun week for me. This is my second week of Nick at Night bus tour madness. They reconstructed the bus, which is very cool. And driving it through Manhattan the other day was really an experience. You have no idea.
Yeah, how about seeing Danny Bonaducci again? He was on the show with you last
night.
He's
in such good shape. You know, he's on the loop in Chicago, and he's doing so well. I'm really happy for him. Yeah, he's lost weight. He's working out. His wife is fantastic.
His wife was like the best thing that
ever happened.
Absolutely. She takes no crap off of him.
No, and she also takes very little credit for it. And he has, of course, graciously given her a lot of credit for standing by him. And I'm so happy for him. He's straightened his life out. He's a very talented guy. And emotionally, he's a really good person. Emotionally, I'm glad he's gotten his life straightened out. So I applaud him. It was good to see he and Shirley. And we're apparently on the cover of People magazine soon, so who knows? So, it's going to be a fun kind of a
ride. How is Shirley? We missed her last night. How's she looking?
She's looking amazing.
Major crush on her.
Well, you know, still might be there.
Yeah? Think so? Think I got a shot at it?
I don't know. I think I'm going to do something. We have, I promise this is the truth. We have not rehearsed this way, but I always wanted to sing this song this way. I just did it as we're in the commercial break. Mm-hmm. You guys heard it. We're going to do it with a new sort of spin on this song. Not that I'm sick of doing it the other way, you understand. I just want to...
Covering all your bases here, aren't you, David?
No, I really want to do it like this cool. And see if this thing works. So here it is for all of those folks, those 5 million of you who bought this particular single, made it the record of the year in 1970, and it continues to be an anthem for this whole sort of wild, crazy 70s, mindless, sweaty sort of generation. It's one of the best songs I have ever recorded, and people everywhere I go, all over the world, including Katie Couric the other morning, who walked in and did the entire song front to back for me, lyrically. Sang it to me before she said hello. This is for all of yous out there. I love you, and you come to New York, come and see me. So, hello. The one, two,
you. thank the lovely Nicole and all the folks at the fine Mark and Brian program. I love you. We miss you.
Let's do the endings. Can we do the ending on this thing?
David, best of luck with everything. We'll be watching the Nick at Night Partridge Family, and thanks for dealing with it and coming back and being our buddy on the program.
My pleasure. I miss you guys already.
Well, Christmas show's coming up, you know, so don't miss us too much. Just right down the corner.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately, I do have to get my hat blocked that day.